Okay.
Ooh,
Here we
hi.
go again.
I haven't even started the damn episode. May I, say my little thing before we start?
Go ahead.
All right, all right. Welcome to Behind the Teens, where two best friends who are complete opposites talk their not-so-typical teenage minds. Cue the cute little music that comes after that. You know the deal.
Yeah, the editing shit.
I think this is the first time we've actually legitimately talked in about 3 days, not
Wow.
including last night, which she
You
called
were.
me. Cameron called me while I was sleeping. Would you like to tell them what you did?
I slit my eyebrow, guys. And as a lot of you may already know and already know who I am, you probably saw that.
Honestly, I was like in a dead sleep. She calls me. Keely's with her. Poor thing didn't want to be on the cast. But
And I didn't ask her. I was just like, no, because we have planned
okay.
that
I
we're not
get
going
that.
to
I
have a
get that.
podcast.
I guess I just also wanted to get this recorded because we're a bit late. And so by the time I get this edited, it'll be student council elections. I'm going to be having an anxiety attack.
Right.
And then there's Cameron, who's the only one running for vice president. Am I
Right.
right? Okay.
Right.
Taking half a minute to respond to me, m'lady. But anyways, we were supposed to have.
Before we start, though, I want to
Oh,
start
okay.
by saying something.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually like am very surprised that people have been listening to all these. Well, the first one we did at least, because I was getting a lot of YOLOs about our podcast, and like a lot of people were texting me about it too, talking about like some people were like, "Oh, I know who Yellow Sweatshirt Girl is. I found out her name too." But that's not till another story. But
No, they
like
didn't.
people were texting me and stuff, talking about the podcast. And somebody said something on my YOLO about how when people do podcasts, it's not funny and stuff. And watch, they're probably
This
watching the
dipshit.
same exact, they're probably listening to this right fucking
Did you
now.
post what I
So
said back?
literally, suck my dick. No, what did you
Okay.
say?
I went on your YOLO and I said something along the lines of,
How, like, we're funny or something like that?
no, I was like, until you get a podcast that's on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and multiple other podcasting sites, you can shut the fuck up.
I never even got that, but I haven't been checking the YOLOs.
Oh, I most definitely sent it because that son of a bitch can burn. He can burn. I don't care if I'm
Or
funny or
she.
not. Or she. Or whatever they want to be
I'm
called.
pretty
He,
sure it was a
she, if,
girl
they're.
because most boys wouldn't have the guts to say that to me.
Very true. It's probably a girl.
And if they did, they'd probably say it to me, like, oh, at, like to my face, not like a girl doing it behind a screen.
It's definitely a Trump supporter.
I
I think we can agree on that.
do another yellow. I'm not a Trump supporter, guys.
Well, then they'd be kind of contradicting to themselves because they said we aren't funny, but obviously you listen to our podcast.
Right. Anyways, I
So,
just thought that was a little bit, like, okay,
oh, I
just
was gonna
let him get
mention it
that.
anyways.
Like, I just want to say, like, yeah, I'm super surprised people have been watching these, but yeah, thanks, guys. Mwah. Cameron loves you much.
Moi. No, but
Yes.
actually, you can die in a hole. I work extremely hard editing these, and Cameron has done so well on being the co-host.
Right. Literally.
I'm just kidding, though. We both put in a lot of effort into this, even
People
though we're a bit
score.
late. We're a bit late on posting. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Right. Also, guys, happy Mother's Day. Go tell your parents I said that. Show them this. Don't show them the rest of this podcast, though. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you want to wonder what people you're listening to, they're going to be like, who and why?
Right.
Also, do you want to know something funny, Cameron? We never introduced ourselves.
People already know who we are, but let's just go for it.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Okay, well, my name's T, who can't remember shit. apparently.
And my name's Cameron, but I'm just gonna say Cam.
I really hope you say that every single episode. You're just like, I will. I'm Cameron, but like, I'm Cam. Then again, a lot of people know me as like, they either know me as just Thalia or just T.
I should make that like my Instagram name, just Cam. That sounds like such a, oh my goodness.
Okay, guys, she's literally putting in our notes, and my name is Cameron, but I'm just Cam.
Yes, I'm putting that in our podcast notes, so I remember to say that every episode.
You know, I get really late night note edits from you. Are you on this at night sometimes? Because I get edits.
Yeah? No to my TikTok part. You said no. You said life, my fucking ass. No, not the talk. I think we should do our favorite TikToks and we should explain to them and stuff.
Well, TikTok is a very visual thing.
Well, I can play it on my tablet. See, look it. Here, guys.
Oh god, now she's gonna play a TikTok.
It's a small monkey. It is so cute. It's bald, too.
Stop talking, bro. Oh, my God. No.
So, do we go into what we're talking about today?
Oh, yeah. Again, off track. But we're supposed to be talking a little bit more about, you know, us.
And, like, how, like, we're opposites and stuff.
Oh, no. We don't even need to say anything more about that.
I think
we just need to keep talking.
Right.
Like, the more we talk, the more you just see the slow inclination in mental health.
Right.
Anyways, was that the TikTok you wanted to show? Because, ouch.
No, there was a different, like, I don't have a certain TikTok I want to show, but, like, if you guys want to know what my favorite TikTok is, I'll find it real quick while we're talking.
Why she does that?
This is my favorite TikTok, guys. Listen, this is my favorite TikTok sound. Okay,
yeah, listen up. It's also 9/11 right now. Sorry.
You guys can, like, sort of understand if you watch TikToks, you can visualize what the TikTok is by hearing the sound. So take a listen.
Let's take off the top, go hit the club.
Sorry.
Do you know what it feels like to fall in love? Take off your top, break the club.
Now, guys, guess why that's my favorite TikTok?
Is this the one you just, like, stripped on a chair in?
Actually, no. That was the river one. But, guys, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite TikToks because it's just so relatable, you know?
I can't breathe. Oh my god, my favorite TikTok is like some kid holding a LaCroix and he's like, I love LaCroix, and that's like the whole video.
I was on FaceTime with this boy, not mentioning names right now, guys. We're gonna call him Noah.
Noah's a person that we both know. Hopefully it's not the Noah we're thinking of.
I'm not talking about Noah, though.
Okay. Well, this is confusing already, but keep going.
But he told me about this one, and if he's watching this, it's really fucking embarrassing. Anyway, I'm going to listen to this, guys. It was so funny. He told me to look it up when we were on FaceTime, and I looked it up, and I was dead. I was like, what the heck? Okay, take a listen.
So I'm gonna.
Leo is basically a little boy, and he opened up his Christmas present, and it was an avocado. And he like opened it, and he was like, "It's an avocado! Thanks."
I'm so mad at you right now because that is one of the most iconic vines in history, and I've quoted it several times.
Well, I must not be paying attention then.
You're not a viner, bro. I'm never saying that sentence again. Ever. Never.
Guys, here's another one of my favorite TikToks.
God. This is what it's gonna be.
Ready? Keep my mom in the background singing.
Like, off. Turn it off. Oh my gosh. Honestly, that is one of the best TikTok songs.
Keeping my mom in the background singing.
I know, I can hear her opening and closing doors.
Sorry.
It's okay, Melissa.
Two more.
Happy Mother's Day, Melissa.
Thank you, Dalia.
No problem.
Happy Mother's Day, too.
All right, I will. This is just turning into a regular phone call, Cameron.
Literally. Okay, guys. Here's one of my other favorite TikToks right
here. Okay, after this one, can I please talk about something?
This one and then one more.
Oh my goodness. So two TikToks later. Fine. Fine. Okay.
That's my other favorite TikTok because
okay, you have so one more because that was dumb. That was pretty dumb.
I'm trying to think of what the other one is. I need some time to remember. Oh, I remember it. Guys, by the way, these aren't my favorite TikToks. They're my favorite TikTok songs because I can't exactly show you the TikToks.
Well,
but like all my favorite TikToks are really hot Mexican guys with their shirts off and or mixed guys with their shirts off.
Yeah, because you only have one type, but I can't say shit because apparently I do too.
Right.
Just find the damn sound because honestly, this is getting me into the point where I'm going to say, wow, how did these two ever become friends?
To be honest, I don't know.
I think it was like, what, sixth grade when we first like went to the middle school. And God, once she hears this, she's gonna be like, oh yeah, I remember when I did that. But Maddie totally like, Matt, we love you, Maddie. It's not, this is sixth grade, it's okay, it's all over with now. But she was so mad at you for some reason, and you were like, I don't know who to hang out with, and so I hung out with you, and only God knows why.
Honestly, I don't really know either.
Because at that time, we had so many precious souls still at Rockwood Lutheran, like Darius and Elizabeth Thor, so on and so forth. So.
I can't remember the name of this TikTok, and it's really making me mad.
I remember now. Oh, my God. A part of me wants to take the lights in my room and just hang myself. You make me want to kill myself, Cameron. That's what friendship is.
That's really sad. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I know. Yes, go.
Okay. Sir,
I don't know if I want her or her. I don't want her. Or her or her. Her in a dress or her in a skirt. Fuck it, I'm stuck on the wish to choose first. Cause this one hair done and this one bad. This one got no teeth, but this one got ass. This one is slow, but she make me nut fast. And this bitch cute, but her head ain't trash. Oh, shit. She see me out.
If we become famous and we get copyrighted, it's all your fucking fault.
I'm sorry.
Actually, you know what? It's fine.
I don't think it can get really copyrighted.
I mean, yeah. But, like, TikTok is just a big thing of copyrighted music.
Isn't that true? Yeah, but, like, it's not going to be going through our podcast and be like, oh, look at these two teenage girls.
Well, if we become famous, not saying that we're going to become famous, but, like, maybe.
Then I don't. Who knows? Whatever.
Sooner or later, we're
sponsored by TikTok. At that point,
that's not true. I don't want to get sued. Your side of TikTok is completely different from my side of TikTok.
I just like watching TikToks. They're very fun to watch, and I like doing. I like doing the dances. I like the Captain Hook dance. I like the little bit of curve, uppercut. Call it. Captain Hook.
Actually makes me like a little bit angry because nobody knows what a goddamn uppercut is. They're all like side swinging.
What is it?
Oh my lord. When you uppercut, you go from like on. Look it up. I can't really.
From the top to the bottom while you're cutting something?
Cameron, I'm gonna let you. I'm just gonna look it up on Google. I'm just going to let you look it up on Google. This is how it's been for the past 4 years. this interaction that this podcast is.
I guess we're just like showing them how opposite we are.
If you say opposite one more time, I will find you. I will find you.
My Safari is being stupid. What's an uppercut?
Oh,
it's saying no results.
What the heck? Oh my god.
It's being dumb. Let me go to Hey Siri. What's an uppercut?
The uppercut is a punch used in boxing that.
Oh, it's when you hit someone from under.
Oh my god.
Is a punch used in boxing that travels along a vertical line at the opponent's chin or solar plexus. It is along with the cross, one of the two main punches that count as. I want to uppercut someone.
Oh, I'm pretty. Did your mom just hear you say that? Because that's really fucking funny.
She can hear everything we're saying right now, Thalia.
Nice.
I'm
getting myself ready for work
tomorrow. She's in the kitchen getting ready to get herself for work tomorrow because she's a hardworking, independent woman.
Woman. Yes. Yes. My mother is currently laid off.
She said her mother is currently laid off.
Oh, that's not good, though. But
I'm sure she's enjoying it. Is she enjoying it, my mom said?
I think she is. She's working out.
But she'll go back, won't she?
Well, hopefully. She's finishing up her BSN right now. Props to her, because that's a lot of work. So once she gets that, she's thinking about moving it along. And what my about body. Pops is still working, I think. I don't know. I just assume the 7 hours he's gone, he's at work. But, like,
Tom,
you never know.
He needs a little break. We need a plumber for our basement.
Are you going to pay him?
Of course. When we get our basement decided on and stuff.
I thought you were going to say once we get the money to pay him. I was going to be like, "Excuse me?" It's like, since when? Excuse me. I don't know how every time we talk on this, because the moment that you come onto the podcast, I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot what we were gonna say. Oh no, I forgot what my name is.
What?
It's a thing. It's a thing, man. I haven't had any like physical contact with another person since my mom just hugged me for the first time in a month and a half last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been hugging my dog.
Yeah, I hug my dogs too. Shiloh.
My dog's got in a fight today.
Oh, did Diego win?
No, Diego almost got a hole in his head.
Nice. Was it Rizzo?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My boy. I taught him right.
Nice, Riz.
Then I felt bad because then we yelled at Diego because he knows better than getting in Rizzo's way while he's eating. But then I felt bad because Rizzo was at Diego. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Diego, you're an asshole. But, like, I gotta, you know, it's my dog. So I was like, who do I go to?
Dogs are like teenagers.
I went to Rizzo. And then I went to Diego.
Did you hear me?
Dogs are like teenagers? They really are. Like,
because once you get in the way of their food, they'll snap.
Right.
They'll go at you. I had somebody try and take my, Oh, God, who was it? King? King, if you listen to this, you son of a bitch. First of all, you called my face fat on FaceTime, and I don't appreciate it. And second of all, you tried to take my food more than 5 times. Don't appreciate it either. Can't wait to see you again, buddy. Really can't.
Yeah, he always takes my stuff, too. You know what? They're just all so rude. I was doing my research. Rizzo was licking me.
Oh, okay? Well,
he was licking me, you know, like a normal dog thing. And I was like, why do dogs lick people?
Because we have silver understanding.
And I was like, hey, Siri, why do dogs lick people? And it's their way of communicating. So now, whenever he licks me, I feel like he's trying to tell me something. So when he licks me and like, and when he's done licking me, I'm like, yeah, Rizzo, literally, totally. And I start talking to him about whatever I think he was talking to me about.
What Google, what website told you that a dog licking you? My dog is literally staring at me right now.
Listen, hold on, listen to Siri. Hey, Siri. Why do dogs lick people?
It's because they have salt on their skin.
Oh, listen.
According to lifehacker.com, licking is one of their ways to communicate, especially with other dogs.
It's their way to other dogs. No, especially with other dogs.
Oh my goodness. I'm never going to believe that. Oh, I think my dog's mad at me for saying that I don't believe it, because Shiloh literally just walked away from me.
So now I'm going to talk to Rizzo. Like, he's my best friend.
Look, you're going to talk to him like you're schizophrenic.
He's the only one that sits there and listens to me while I'm having a mental breakdown and I'm crying.
Okay, well, I relate to that, too. I've definitely had a mental breakdown in front of my dog. And Shiloh just sat there and let me hug him because he's a cuddle bug. You know that, Cameron. Shiloh's a cuddle bug.
Yes, all dogs are. No, not all dogs.
So Charlie isn't.
Cats are not. I want a cat, but like I was holding my sister's cat the other day, and I have scratches. I have a scratch on my boob and on my arm.
Oh, ugh. Well, I like cats. It's just that they know that I'm like allergic to them. It's like they know. They like come up to me and they rub up on me, and they're like, "Oh my like god, I love you." Huh?
Like when we went to that nursing home that one time.
Oh my god, I thought I was gonna die. Like, I try not to touch anything in that lady's room. You were in there with me, right?
Yes, I was in front of you, Thalia.
It was me, you, and Olivia?
It was just me and you.
Really? Wow, why do I remember Olivia? Probably because
I think about we went up Jayden. The second time. Why? Oh, Thalia, don't bring personal stuff into this podcast.
Oh, don't worry. I had to give myself a pep talk to not bash Jayden. Really. It also, if you listen to this, I hate you too right now. No, he can hear this one. I don't like you right now. I yelled at King today because he sent me a picture of him. I was like, don't text me. Ever. Never. I haven't answered him back.
I don't know what happened with him, but yeah.
Yeah, we have a friend that's on some BS right now. And if I talk about it, I will go full rant. I think this is the part where I say, Olivia, I love you. You're my number one.
Mwah. I love you too, Liv. I'll see you soon.
Watch her be like the only person who doesn't watch this. Like, Olivia has 15 better things to do.
That's very true. Like, foster her new cats. I'm going to her house. No, she's coming here, actually. But I'm still going to see the cats. But she's coming here next weekend. And I'm so excited to see the cats and her.
Yeah, I can't wait until my mom says that I can actually, like, go see people, because once she says that I can like come see you, it's gonna be that night. I'm gonna be like, Cameron, I'm coming over and I don't care what you're doing.
And I'll be like, Thalia, I'm gonna kill myself tonight. Do you wanna kill yourself with me then?
So it'd be like here's what we can do. Not saying that we are gonna do this. Murder suicide.
We're gonna make it look like you murdered me.
Yeah, and then I'll kill myself. We literally
my mom said she thinks she walked in at the wrong time.
Oh my god, because I sounded so genuine when I said that. I said, I'm gonna kill myself.
Or we can make it look like someone murdered both of us.
Well, that's a pretty like big setup.
Like we got like a coyote attacked us.
A coyote?
Yes, there's coyotes across the street. We can go and like
we lay have in coyotes the across the street too. Wow.
Yeah, we can make it look like a coyote attacked us while we were outside.
I mean, I don't know. That sounds like a very painful, slow death. I'd rather just, like, pacow. Dead. Right in the head.
Pacow. Rizzo! Riz! Come here and communicate to me.
Come here and communicate.
Rizzo! You. Come here. Sit.
Oh.
Break off the
That's what she tells her boyfriends to do, too.
Nice. Nice. Don't bite off my hand.
Every dog person has, like, a dog voice. Like, they talk to their dogs in a certain way. Exactly like that. Cameron's dog is like,
paw? Oh, good boy. Other paw? No, other paw. Okay, whatever. Nice. Nice.
Good nice boy. Riz. Keep going, Rizzo.
Make her good angry. Boy. He's communicating with me.
Make her mad. I miss Riz. Also, I would have loved to see Diego's ass beaten today. Like, that would have been kind of funny.
I wasn't even able to see. I was on FaceTime. I wasn't on FaceTime. I was on the phone with my grandma.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Even though she talks literally forever, and she was breaking up. Like, she's like, and like, I couldn't hear her. So I was
Are you
like,
sure
yeah.
she was breaking up or having a stroke?
She was breaking up. Okay. And good. I was like, okay, yeah. Good. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, yeah, I will. And I was just saying yeah to everything.
I was going to say, because, like, if she would have been like, I'm dying, then yeah, she's definitely having a stroke. But, like, sure.
It was fine. A bone because you could hear it.
Okay, don't explain yourself. I'm just giving very genocidal views of normal things. Let it happen. Because...
Yeah. Why are you thinking that my grandma had a fucking seizure?
Everybody's had a seizure. Actually, that's not true. I was going to say everybody's had a seizure once in their life, but like...
Oh my god. When I was like in second grade, I was sitting next to one of my friends and she had a seizure and like I saw it happen.
Okay.
I didn't sleep for a whole week, and I would not go to school. I was terrified that was going to happen to me when I walked through that
building. I'm not laughing. Okay. Let me clear this up. I'm not laughing because she's a stroke victim, because that's effed up, and I'm not like that. I'm laughing because I'm just imagining your face during it, Cameron, just, like, horrified. That's what I'm laughing at, because that poor girl, first of all.
I know, poor Cameron. Oh my goodness, I was so traumatized.
Oh, I thought the girl's name was Cameron, but you're just fucking...
Oh, I'm talking about myself. God.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't sleep for a full week. I was so scared.
She probably didn't move for months, you dipshit.
Yeah, but still. Oh. And then when she the first day she came back to school, oh my, I bawled. I was like, oh my god.
And nobody probably understood, and you were probably trying to say, I couldn't sleep for a week because she had a seizure. It's all her fault.
And this boy, he ate a glow stick.
Oh, hell yeah. I've done that before.
He had to go to the hospital because there was acid in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, you just kind of wash it down with Sprite. That's how my fifth grade, like, movie, like, in class we'd watch movies. Accidentally, like, I had some of the glow stuff on my pinky, and I was like, sure, let's eat it. And I just had some water after, and I was fine.
What the fuck? Uh-uh. You're crazy.
See, that's what you missed out on at the academy. That's what you missed out on, man. We used to have, like, movie nights, popcorn fights. Oh, that kind of rhymes.
No, it's okay. I'm fine. I like my years at Froberg.
At Froberg. Froberg. Wow. No, actually, you missed a phase in my life where O'Shavian, miss you, O'Shea, don't know if you watch this, but you're hopefully you're chilling right now, where he hated me. And so did Maddie and Asia, because I had this stupid journal. Oh my god, it was so dumb. I hated myself in fourth grade.
I once hated you too.
Really? Is it because you thought I was a fairy?
I dead ass thought you were a fairy when I first met you, because like I never heard the name Thalia, and then someone like I don't know for some reason when I met you I thought you had wings. Don't ask me. I was probably on something.
Oh no!
I was probably on something.
Oh, your schizophrenic meds. Oh god. No, I'm interested to hear on why you freaking hated me, because I'd never heard this story myself. I've hated you before, so.
Well, there wasn't really a story. I was just kidding.
Oh, I did have.
Even though, like, there's been like a few, like there's been like a day or two where I was like, I just can't fucking stand Thalia.
Yeah, yeah, that was my moment because it was a point in our relationship where you were very angry with a person, and we sat down at a lunch table, and I was like, dude, I'm not talking about this person. If you talk about this person, I'm leaving. Guess what you did? Guess what you did?
Talked about the person.
Yep, and I got the fuck up, and I left. About a class period later, I came back to you, and I was like, I'm sorry. I just don't want to be involved. And you were like,
oh, can you see what I'm writing on our notes? I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to actually say. I know. Unless, unless like, you were saying Ola. Yes.
The person I just wrote.
Yeah, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about, but, like, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was
about. I remember that. That was this year.
That was... No. No, that was last year during, like, the end of our eighth grade year.
Oh.
Before we had, like, any high school experience. Before we even went to our first BTS concert. Don't bash me. Don't bash us that we like BTS. We'll get into a different episode of that.
Right.
K-pop is going to be a whole episode one day. Oh, it'll be fun. That'll be one of the best. That'll be a good episode. Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, but, yeah, I was really mad with you that day. And then, honestly, we kind of level each other out to a point where I'm like, Cameron, that was so stupid. Why would you do that? And then she'd be, and then you'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Or you just keep doing it.
Yeah, you low-key remind me of my friend Victoria. But, like, she terrifies me. So that's the difference between you two.
Oh, then what am I, the fucking Easter Bunny?
You don't scare me as much as her. She scares me. I feel like she'll take her car and run me over or some shit.
You would take your own car and run yourself over on accident. Nobody needs to nobody needs to kill you. You can just do it yourself.
How? If I'm only one person?
There's ways. Get a cinder block. Put it on that gas pedal.
Put the car on neutral. Put the car on neutral and then run. Hurry up and run and then lay on the floor.
We need to go. You saying that, like the neutral thing, we need to go to that one haunted place.
Oh, my God. There's this haunted place Mom just told me about the other day. I'll text her and ask her to send me the link. But, like, it's this one haunted place. I think it's, like, close to Rockburg. And it's, like, a farm or some shit like that. And
oh, yeah, I'm down.
You can spend the night in it. Like, they're allowing people to spend the night in it to see if they last.
We should totally do that and then come back after. Or maybe we can record a podcast during that. That'd be fun.
Here. Honestly, it would.
Sometimes it takes you really long to answer me back, and I'm just sitting here in silence, and I'm like, what?
Because I'm texting my mom.
Oh, okay. So all the times that it's really silent, I'm just going to assume you're texting somebody. Is that correct?
No, because I'm not always texting somebody.
So you're admitting that you're slow. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Technically, I can be slower than you sometimes. I've had my moments. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. But not really.
I don't have them a lot, but it's usually very late at night when it happens. I'm pretty sure I, like, took a picture of your foot or something, and you were totally convinced. Holy mother of God. My TV just moved.
I actually talk about creepy stuff.
Oh my god, that actually scared the shit out of me. My TV just like moved forward half an inch. Oh, ew, that was disgusting. And whatever just did that.
You have a TV in your room?
No, it's downstairs in my in the Sun Dog.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's making weird kind of glitches on it. You know what? I'm not going to pay too much attention because all my lights are on. And
guys, guess what?
I'm surrounded by God.
And Cameron.
Shut up. Okay. what were you, anyways, Cameron, what were you going to say?
I'm buying an LED shower head so I can shower with the lights off while the LEDs are going nuts to my music.
Okay, that's actually kind of fire.
I know, and so it's fun. Really cool because, like, you know, like the part that you hold, like that when you like take off your shower thingy, like the part that you hold, that part is filled with like pearls and like designs and stuff inside of it, and it's see through, so you can see the designs and stuff in it. And then there's like the LED thingy that goes like, yeah, it's really cool.
That sounds kind of fun. I'd want one.
I know my mom's ordering it, and I'm like redoing my room.
I feel like the only like inventive thing I've done with my shower is I saw a hack on TikTok, of course, and it said to like put perfume, like spray perfume in the shower because it'd make your whole bathroom and like you smell really nice. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. So now I do that every shower, and I smell like flowers now.
Oh, that's really nice.
I feel like you hate me sometimes.
No.
The hesitance on that made me feel really bad. Oh my god. You can just admit it. You hate me sometimes.
Most of the time. Just kidding. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you really take that back, then you are just lying. We'd be lying to each other if we really just said that we, like, don't hate each other. Because there are moments when we clash.
Yeah, there's some moments, like, where we, like, I feel like we're different in a lot of ways, but those other ways where we, like, we get along perfectly and, like, we're the same.
Oh, definitely. It's because we literally hang out with, like, two completely different friend groups.
Right. Like, literally.
Two completely different friend groups.
And we're two different people.
Yes, I have the whitest friend group, and I love them to death. Miss you guys a lot.
And I have the most...
multicultural.
Bitchiest friend group.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to say it's that multicultural. Literally all of us are dark, other than Keely, the only white one.
See, that's why it's multicultural.
There's only one white one, though.
Yeah, and then you're Hispanic, and then, well, not Hispanic, Latina. And then Sammy's what? Mixed?
I still don't know.
Don't.
It switches.
It switches.
Hi, Riz. I know. What was that?
What, did he fart?
No, something showed up on my screen and, like, disappeared. Anyways.
But yeah,
I don't know. She doesn't really even know what she really is. She's mixed, but she doesn't know if it's like Mexican or Puerto. She doesn't know if it's like Latina, like, or like if she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's the problem with being adopted. You don't know what you are. Mm-hmm. Except I'm an exception, because I know my birth mom. I call her my aunt. That's how much I see her. So I have three sets of family, if you didn't know.
Phelia, I already knew this. I've met everyone in your family.
Oh my god, I'm talking to the people. I know that I had to explain it to you like three times maybe, and then you got it.
Yeah, and I was there looking at her family, and I was still confused on who was who.
Yeah, you went to Taco Betty's with us, and my aunt was there. And mm-hmm. You were like, that's your birth mom, right? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then you were like, you like had your mouth open, just fully unhinged.
I'm pretty convinced that your birth mom loves me, even though she doesn't know me that well. But she loves me. I just think everyone in your family loves me but Zadok.
Oh my goodness. Zadok McClester. That I saw him recently, actually. I went to go drop off a present to him with my mom.
He really bullies me. You know what? I like to think that he low-key likes me. He just is, like, not like that. Like, I just like to think he low-key likes me. He's just, like, rude, you know? He's like, that's just his personality, you know?
Oh, to clear up who Zadok is, he's my cousin. But, like, Zadok and I make jokes to each other about how much we look alike, even though I'm adopted to the point where nothing of me looks like him. Absolutely nothing. Like, I've actually had people any
different. Like, I wonder what you'd look like if Aaron was your actual mom.
Well, Well, first of all, I wouldn't be me, so.
True.
I don't know. If I had to look like my brothers, ew. God, no. I like myself right
That's
now.
Hilarious.
I have a perfectly good jawline. I have a pretty nice size forehead. They are just. Austin just has such a big nose. I could never.
That is hilarious.
Oh my God, and if I had my parents' hair.
You.
Definitely not. I have like the most Hispanic hair and then just like the most Swedish skin.
Literally.
Thank you for agreeing with me on that.
You're welcome.
You are just perfectly Latina.
Yeah, honestly, I would say like I got like every trait of Latina in me. I think I was more Latina than I do of a white girl, even though I sound like a white girl at times. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I sound like a white girl, but I sound like a Latina too, because Latinas be talking really fucking fast, and I talk really fucking fast.
Yeah, at times you actually do talk very fast. I think I've told you to slow down sometimes just because, I don't know, sometimes I just can't keep up with you.
Why does it keep doing that?
Are you having technical difficulties?
Yes, I am. Yes. You literally blocked out for a few seconds. And then something keeps showing up on my screen, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, goodness. That's gonna be fun to go back and and listen to. Because...
What did you say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what'd you say before I had technical difficulties?
Oof, that's a good question.
About me talking fast.
Oh, yes. I was saying that sometimes I'd have to tell you to slow the fuck down because you'd be talking too fast.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So.
I have my grandma...
Also, be careful. You need to put your phone somewhere else because I can hear myself.
Girl, it's sitting in my hand, like, up in the air.
Okay, well, I'll figure it out. It probably won't even show on the recording later.
Hopefully.
Ugh. Because, honestly, we're just doing this from our phones. Like, we don't have a setup. We don't have, like, a Skype. We're just kind of going.
Right.
And I can't wait until we get to, like, the ghost murder mystery conspiracy theory parts of this, because we have spent multiple nights on conspiracy theories.
And I feel like out of all the conspiracy theories, we could literally do whatever we want. Like, we don't need to do our research. I mean, it'll be good to have, like, I'll probably go and watch a Shane Dawson video again. Just, like, like, quote things. But, like, I could probably already list every single, like, conspiracy theory that I know of. It's just, like, the murder mystery and ghost ones that I need to do more research on.
I can't wait until the murder mysteries. We should do the ones that are like, ooh, we should do murder mysteries where the people who committed like the murder are just so fucking stupid.
I want to talk about,
they like didn't cover their tracks or anything.
I want to talk about, what's his name, he's that really big
Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, he's that really big like murderer. He's a guy.
Well, we don't know if the Zodiac Killer is. Jack the Ripper?
I think it's, like...
Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy. I want to talk about Ted Bundy.
Ooh, that's a rough subject, too. Well, if you're doing Ted Bundy, then I'll do Jeffrey Dahmer.
Because
we love cannibalism.
I watched a whole video on Ted Bundy, and I'm gonna watch the Netflix series, and... Ooh!
Sorry. You go first. I'll talk about mine.
I have the Ted Bundy story. I could probably already tell you his murders and everything right now.
I know. I actually found a completely different one, like, off the top of my head. But I could literally tell you the details of it, like, in a 5-minute explanation, but I kind of want to save it for an episode because the stuff that this guy did was fucked up.
Right.
What was his name? He was from Canada. And if people have ever watched Don't Fuck With Cats, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But this guy, oof, he ruined my childhood. It was the first murder I've ever seen on camera, like on a video.
That's terrifying.
It was
who's that one guy?
Yeah,
that murders cats.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, we watched that video when we were together too.
Yep, because. Well, the way that happened was actually pretty sad because I was trying to find the video of him, like, killing the goddamn cats for Cameron, which is so effed up to say, but I was trying to find it.
And it's because Kate and Zaddy told us to go on it. No, who was it? No,
yeah,
Zaddy
we went on,
was like, Cameron, go on Best Score. And then Kate was like, Cameron, don't. And I was like, well, if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it. So then I did it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, the both of us did it. And I legitimately watched a man. You're going to hate this. I watched a man get held on by each ligament. So one man had his hands, other man had his feet. They fucking cut that shit off with a saw, with like a chainsaw.
Oh, why don't something...
Right in front of my
why
eyes.
Why something I've seen on it? I saw a girl hiding behind a trash can, and they were in, like, this, like, black room or some shit. And it was, like, really big room. It looked like a big garage that was, like, abandoned. And she was hiding behind a trash can. He took her, he chopped her up, and then he put her in a thing of acid.
Holy shit. Yeah, I watched this girl, this guy shoved a knife up her vagina.
Oh, my goodness. People that are watching this are probably like, what the heck? Put explicit in this shit.
I probably should because honestly, we could have another full episode on the shit we've seen on Best Score.
I'd have to go
never go on that side.
I'd have to go and watch it again to get more stuff because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I saw.
I'm adding that to our notes right now.
A whole episode on Best Score. We could actually add that into our murder mystery one because.
That murder mystery one's the guy getting chopped up. We can't. No, how would we do the murder mystery ones? Like, you talk one day about your story, and I can add in and like ask questions and stuff, and then I can do mine, and then stuff.
Because I mean, not murder mystery, just the murder
thing. Those
are
gonna take forever.
Yeah, because mine's really, really, mine's really long. Honestly, they made a whole fucking show on it, so yeah, it's long. But the stuff that this guy did. Was absolutely horrible. I honestly hope he rots in hell for what he did.
Right. And there's a whole Netflix series on Ted Bundy that I low-key want to watch just because... Never mind.
Just because you want to be a victim. I'm kidding. You don't want to be a victim. That man was completely horrible.
No, not that. Just because it seems interesting, which is terrifying to say, but it is interesting.
Oh, no. It's perfectly fine. I made you watch, like... 50 million BuzzFeed Unsolved videos.
Oh my god, I love those. We should add, I'm adding that to my list too.
BuzzFeed Unsolved? Oh, a whole episode on Shane and Ryan.
Love you guys!
We love you, Shane and Ryan. We sound like complete fangirls, but once we get to the K-pop episode, that's gonna be like,
people are gonna be like, what the fuck?
Oh my god, these girls are crazy.
Right, they're gonna watch like the first few and they're like, yeah, no, I'm off.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty of people who aren't going to watch our K-pop episode. Because we should just make it like a, not a K-pop episode, but more like a, whatchamacallit? Like a fan, like stuff that we're fans of. Like we can add K-pop, we can add shows, we can add just like
anything. Because I love K-dramas. I'm adding that to our list.
Add it to the K-pop one. Just add stuff that we can talk to into that one. Just add shit we like. You can add kimchi to that too because we have had many late night kimchi.
I want to go. I'm probably gonna make kimchi like after this call and after I watch my show and FaceTime someone because you know what? I'm having a lot of issues right now. But anyways,
a lot of issues. What the fuck are you going through?
But like, I want to go to that one place that's opening up across the street from Steak and Shake. It's like a ramen place and like an Asian place.
No way. Mm-hmm. I love ramen noodles.
Same. And I'm like, Dad, when that shit opens up, we are going.
Oh my God. Once it does open up, just
bring
like.
I'll bring you.
Send me a Google Maps thing. Steal me from my home. I don't care. Bring me there.
Of course.
I have $15 from Easter. I can pay for ramen.
I don't think it's going to be that cheap, but, like, you know what? I think my parents will pay for you.
It's okay. I have, like, 70 bucks hidden in a place where I shall not say. Enough to pay for another light stick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was that shit, like, $80?
Yeah, those light sticks. I don't know. I didn't buy them. Oh, my God.
My dad
bought that shit.
Yeah, and we couldn't even use it during Bang Bang Con. I was so angry.
Same.
But that's something else that we can talk about because it makes me emotional. You know, this episode didn't turn out the way I thought it would be. Because this is so many things.
Right.
We're never going to be able to stay on a topic.
Like, I wouldn't have really let us travel off topic, but, like, basically right now we're showing people, like, how complete opposites we are and, like, how, like, some things we're a lot alike with, but, like, most things we're not.
Oh, definitely not. If we were more alike, I don't think we'd like each other. Oh, my God. If I was, like, as boy-obsessed as you, we would definitely hate each other.
Definitely. And I'm not that boy obsessed. Just boys are really attractive and cute. So, like, how could you not like them?
Yeah, I guess I can say the same. I had two failed relationships within a span of 6 months. Yes. So
also, by the way, I'm going to use a code name here. Hopefully, you can figure out who it is somehow, maybe by looking at our notes. But,
okay.
I've been, texting your little friend. And he is probably listening to this podcast right now and probably does or doesn't know that I'm talking about him. And if he knows I'm talking about him, then he'll probably text me and be like, hey, was that you that... he'd probably be like, is that me that you were talking about on the podcast? But like, guys... We had been texting, we've been Snapchatting, but I can't say it out loud if you caught that because, you know, I have ears in my house and you know what? I just can't be doing certain things, you know?
Cameron, you and I are going to have a nice conversation after this because the person that she said she's talking
to. No, not talking like that.
I know that, but just Snapchatting in general. But honestly, I'm not mad or anything. We're chill, so. I don't even think he listens to this, but. Great guy.
He told me he watched the last one.
Oh, well, hi. Hope you're doing well. Hope Charlie's okay.
Don't be like, don't say nothing because then he's going to know who we're talking about.
No. Charlie is a code name for my dog. Like it's just a code name. Like, my dog's name is Charlie, but also, I'll text you later about the name Charlie. He knows, but I hope you're doing well.
Okay, this didn't get weird at all. Okay, anyways. Off to a whole other subject.
Oh my God, there's people who like, knows him, and they're gonna be like, oh my God, they're so stupid. She's so dumb. And I'm like, yep. I am pretty stupid. Like I said, I have my pretty stupid moments. It's okay. It's like, what, 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
We're going great.
Right.
I went to sleep at 11 yesterday. I usually go to sleep at like 1. Just sad. Anyways, Cameron, after you and I have that nice lengthy talk, maybe we can just get started on that murder episode, so then we can get it up by Saturday instead of a Monday when it was supposed to be done on a Saturday.
Sure, but like, I need to do my research. I just can't just jump into it really soon.
I mean, obviously, we're going to have a whole, holy God, my TV just moved again. But, yeah, we'll have, like, a week on it. We'll send our cases to each other. Then I'll go first, if anything. Then you can have more time.
Okay, that sounds good. Have you heard about the murder hornets?
Oh, yes. I hate bees. I hate hornets. I hate anything to do with bees. Hate it. What do you think about them, Cameron?
I want to watch Twilight again. Okay. I think that it's pretty stupid, and I think that China's doing this stuff on purpose.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, China is out for everybody. The corona, right? And then the murder hornets. And then there was, like, this other, it's like a moth. It's like an Egyptian moth. It was just found in Egypt. I mean, in, this moth.
An Egypt moth found in Egypt?
An Egypt moth found in Washington. And I was talking to Keely the other day, and I told her, there's, like, an Egypt moth that's been found in Washington. And she was like, why don't she said to me? So stupid. Why don't she said?
What?
She said, I think that everything's starting in Washington because that's where the president lives. And I said to her, I was like, Keely, that's Washington, D.C., not the state Washington. And she was like, oh. And then we got our Portillo's and ate.
I'm pretty sure everybody once in their life has gotten that mixed
up. I honestly never knew how I visited Washington. And I was like, oh, where's the White House? And they were like, that's Washington, D.C. This is Washington, like the state. And I'm like, is it Washington, D.C.?
This is Washington State.
Right.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny if every bad thing happened in Washington, D.C. because Trump was there.
Literally.
The son of a bitch deserves it a little bit, though.
Oh, God. Thalia, I'm not talking about politics right now.
I know. Some people are going to really hate me for me saying that, but after the whole transgender people aren't getting the same treatment during the coronavirus as other people, I gave up.
Fuck it. We have to talk about... We'll talk about that when we talk about politics.
That's going to be a fun episode, because my parents are deliberately angry that I took a quiz and it said I was Democrat.
I'm a Republican. No, I'm Democratic, actually. Take that back, sorry.
Yeah, they were very, like, I told my mom and she goes, you're going to have a lot of fun in this household if you're going to be a Democrat. Oh. I was like, what does that mean?
I told my dad, I told him, I was like, because I don't know. I have a lot of, like, Democrat, like, thoughts, but, like, I can see Republican stuff, too.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, like, but, like, we are honestly too young.
I can see that, but, like, I honestly do pay a lot of attention to that type of stuff. Like, I don't like Trump because of how, like, he's trying to build a wall, but my dad likes him because he's trying to build a wall. And it's, like, really confusing. Like, Dad, you're from Mexico. Like, you could be here illegally. You're not, because you were born here and, like, you guys got the money to come here. But, like, I don't think you should be building the wall because I don't know.
Cameron, you're doing exactly what you said I shouldn't do. Is that
going? We're not going into politics. We'll have to do that another time.
Not going into politics. We shouldn't. But if anything, we'll make sure to do our research. So everything that we're saying is completely and 100% reliable. Like, I will go.
Yeah, but politics is a lot of times. I will go your opinion.
Oh, definitely. A lot of it's your opinion, and a lot of it is actually factual. Like, your opinions are based on the facts. Per usual.
Right, because, like, some stuff that the Republicans do, I'm like, yeah, I completely agree with that. But some stuff that, like, the Democrats do, I'm like, yeah. And, like, some people...
Oh, wait till the part where we get to, like, pro-life or pro-choice.
I was about to bring that up.
We aren't going into that because...
And I'm pretty sure me and you both have different mindsets on that.
We might or we might not. I think... We could always find out next time.
I think we do. Wait, what's pro and what's... I forgot which is which.
Pro-life is that the fetus should live. Pro-choice should be if the woman wants to get rid of the fetus or not.
Oh, I know which one I am.
Okay, we'll talk about it next time, though. Our episode's coming up on an hour, Cameron.
We did it.
And I'll go through this and I'll name it something that might make sense or it might not.
I feel like this is like random, us being opposites. I don't know. And I just said opposites again.
All right. Well, I guess this is T signing
and
out.
Cam signing out.
We'll see you next time. Mwah.